What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And I spread my butt cheeks with Mike Honcho.
Close your mouth.
But I don't want your life.
Oh my God!
Chocolatey.
But now, I'm not legit. I'm unlegit. And for that reason, I must quit.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Let's try this again. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Happy Monday.
September 29th. 2025. It is 5:48 a.m. and we are big chilling right now at Chad Settle
Counseling and Wellness.
Counseling and Wellness, but payment is still expected.
Is this our first Monday recording? Have we ever done a Monday before?
No.
Not yet. We've done a Wednesday. We've done some Saturdays.
We did a Wednesday.
It may be our first Monday.
I don't know. I can't remember if we ever pulled a Monday or not.
Yeah, I think you may be correct, Scoopage.
Yeah, we'll have it to is. Fact check that.
I think that is.
That's going to be a tough fact check.
Right? You got a week.
Look that up.
Yeah. Go back in the archive.
Look it up.
I think that's correct.
Do we have a new Wawita?
I'll go back in the
iPad.
I'll go back in the annals of time and see if I can.
The annals.
Yeah. Dig deep.
Annals.
Dig deep.
Go back in the annals of time.
Turn left at the sphincter.
No, it is. Well, I guess it's been designated that way. I've had this for a while.
Yeah.
I just never use it.
All right.
Just trying to do some quick stuff here. Since you missed last week, you missed your opportunity to host Last Man Standing.
Can I host this week?
No. Teo won last week, right?
Yeah.
On the
he won the true first round.
Yeah. But
three questions.
Dang.
three questions. It was the fastest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
First round.
Yes.
It was so fast we did it twice.
Yeah.
It was faster than Michael Johnson winning a race.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
He's kind of slow.
Usain Bolt.
I saw something last night that he struggles to walk up steps now without losing his breath because he's gained so much weight.
Who's that?
Bolt.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Hussein?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy. He don't run no more.
Well, welcome everybody to our silly little podcast it's my favorite thing in the freaking world. And I hope that it's at least second or third on y'all's list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you just say rest in peace to Michael Johnson?
Yeah, I just assumed he was dead.
No, he's alive. I was like, did he die?
My apologies.
We have a correction.
What are these shoes?
We just lost the listener.
These shoes are perplexing me.
My eBay shoes?
I think it's just the black shoes. I can't get with the black shoes.
Yeah. He got them off East Bay.
Did you get the new East Bay catalog and ask your mom for a credit card?
That's
getting me is the khaki bottom of them.
It is the brown or khaki bottom.
It's called the gum bottom.
These aren't really even gum. They're more like, these are straight up like, they look like a pair of khaki pants.
Yeah.
Dockers.
Are you sponsored by Roback now?
Pretty much.
Is your wardrobe 100% Roback?
It's like probably 80%.
In the link, make sure to click on Roback link. DJ gives you
3%
off. Use promo code Chauncey, if you can spell it.
Poop disease socks.
Got mine on this morning.
Poop disease socks right there.
Got mine on.
Buy a pullover and get poop disease socks for free.
New pullover.
I like the forearm tattoo. Yeah.
New pullover. This is supposed to be red. Yes, it is Chicago Bear orange. Yeah. But I designed it red, and it has the QR it has it on the sleeve.
Wow. QR code is on the sleeve.
Scan it. See if it works.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Do it.
Bacardi and Cola. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Roman Cola. Do it. Do it.
Yeah. She's got a
boom. Right. Ooh, there it is.
There it is.
None of us could see it because of Chad's privacy.
What are we
screen.
Even talking about?
What are we even talking about?
This site has cookies.
Playoff baseball starts tomorrow.
Yes.
Cool.
The Cleveland Guardians had the greatest comeback to
Amazon?
Win the division.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can buy our book.
Detroit was a 15 and a half game.
Hey, that's what we need. We need to put our Wawita gear on Amazon.
Yeah. Probably could. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, me either.
Well, I've got some lyrics. I've got to figure out which part I want to read because they're all dumb.
Oh.
And I have no problem saying it. Dumb.
Okay. Lay it on us.
No, I said I have to figure out that part. So.
We'll figure it out.
Why don't you give us a couple challenges
while you figure things out?
All right.
All right. Boys and girls, you know what time it is. It's question time. But not any question. This is CJ's challenge. Baby girl, lay it on me.
There's right. No sex in the champagne room.
Oh. Champagne room. No sex in champagne. Was Space Jam? Was that Space Jam?
No. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, I know, but.
No, it was just.
It was just. He just released it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're good. All right. So once a week, would you rather get a random paper cut or randomly bite your cheek? So you got to do one. One's going to happen once a week. Which one are you going to deal with?
Where's the paper cut?
It's random.
It's on your hand. Obviously.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, not necessarily on your
hand. I'm taking the random. I'm taking
how much you're doing with your paper.
Because if you bite your lip in the same place.
Not your lip.
I mean,
your cheek.
In the same place for weeks.
Dude, I bit my cheek 3 weeks ago, and I still have the mark.
Oh, really?
I can still feel it.
Still feel it.
The sensory issue, I'm having an overload.
I can tell you're
it's bothering
you're fired
me.
Up.
But give me the paper cut, and let's move on quickly. Or y'all make a pick.
Paper cut.
I'm so stupid. Yeah, I'll go paper cut.
Chad.
Shout out to Linkin Park.
Yeah, I can't deal with the cheek either because it
lingers.
The paper cut will heal within a couple of days. The other lingers. Yeah.
Jamal, you doing paper cut?
Yep.
I assume. Yeah, I'm paper cut as well.
Paper cut.
So, in honor of Teo, would you rather have to wear wet socks all day or wear shoes that squeak with every step?
Squeak.
Well, I can already tell you that Wade's sensory issues, he's going to want squeaky shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going with squeaky shoes as well. I cannot stand wet socks.
Yeah, I can't stand wet socks.
Can you turn me up a little bit?
Turn me up in my headphone.
Yeah.
Do, 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 three.
Do, 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 do.
How's that?
Yeah, good.
Better.
Made that happen. So, yeah. So, everybody's
squeaky shoes
squeaky
so far.
Squeaky shoes.
Should we tell somebody say something about how we got the squeaky shoes?
I think he just needs, you got them in your car?
I do.
Put them on.
I'm not putting them on.
After the break.
Go get them and wear them. No. Just walk
around.
You're
going to just walk around. Yeah.
Yeah.
The all white Puma leather golf shoes that are waterproof.
All white Puma.
I would be squeaky shoes as well. Wet socks just sounds miserable.
Oh, it's terrible.
Athlete's foot's coming.
Yeah, and there's a there's a disease that you can get. That's why in the military.
A fungi.
They make you keep.
Extra socks.
Extra socks.
Yep.
You remember Lieutenant Dan walking Forrest and Bubba through that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
OD Green. Yeah. That scene.
Trench foot.
Extra socks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Trench foot or immersion foot.
Immersion.
It's bad enough when your hands get pruny.
Leads to skin tissue damage that can result in pain, numbness, swelling, and sores.
Yeah. There you go.
Dun, dun,
pretty sure that's what it, I think I, if I think he mentioned, like, Lieutenant Dan said trench foot or something like that.
Mm. He may have.
I'd love to look back and see.
I felt like I had that in 2014 going to the PGA Championship in Louisville on that Saturday when it had done rain and walking. Brutal, wasn't it? Ugh.
Yeah, I went that Sunday.
My calves hurt for 4 days.
Yep.
I busted my ass on the back of number one green because I slipped.
All right. Thank you, Chauncey.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome.
Got some lyrics for you?
Like to hear it. Here it goes. Okay. Kids.
If you like this song, shame on you. Mm. I'm looking over here.
Mm. Oh.
You're looking at the Adidas couch.
Well, let's hear it first.
Oh, it is an Adidas couch. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I saw her walk by, man, I about fell out my chair. Had to get her number. Took like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back like Cadillac seats. Here's the title of the song. Body like a back road. Driving with my eyes closed. I know like every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in a 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'm going to take it slow just as fast as I can. Dumb.
Body like a back.
Dumb.
Yeah, but what's funny, though, is that if you wouldn't have said that was it, I'm like, who the fuck is rapping like
yep.
this?
Yeah. Is that Sam Smith?
No. Yeah. Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt.
It's not Sam Smith.
He's going to do the remix.
Sam Hunt.
Close. I got the first name right.
Was that Samuel Smith?
Body like a back road.
Got the undershirt on today, though.
Well, anyway, he always wears an undershirt.
Yeah.
Have you not learned this yet?
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
No, always. Playing
golf, yeah.
He always does.
I didn't know he'd wear an undershirt under a t-shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Compression. Right?
Keep my body dry, like Kevin Hart.
Keeps his...
Yeah, right along.
Yeah, you exactly.
You got a sweat problem?
No, he's lactating.
Lactating.
Keep my body dry. Lactation. Keep my body dry.
Keep my body dry.
Keep my body dry. Keep my body dry. Let's quickly jump into our picks for week five, six.
Week four.
No, what the new one. Yeah. Week five is the new one.
Yeah. Currently, yeah. We're still waiting on the Monday night picks.
Yeah, so let's
Monday
not.
Night.
Yeah, let's not go through those.
Let's not go over those. Let's go through the games this coming week.
All right.
Go ahead.
I thought he would take off with it.
Yeah.
No. Wait. Hey, unfortunately.
He's still on Tuesday time. Yeah.
Hey, my Face ID had to load this stuff up. So
it didn't recognize his undershirt.
It did not.
He pulled look his, at it off. He pulled close. His undershirt up so it didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Thursday Night Football. Division game. We got the Niners.
Petey Jones. Running back. The running back, y'all. He said, Thursday night.
Why are you smiling?
Thursday night football.
Football is fun, sir.
Thursday night football.
Football is fun.
All right. Come
football
on.
Is fun,
all right,
sir.
We got Niners at the Rams. Rams are favored, -3.5. Who you got, Scoop?
Rams.
Niners.
Rams.
I like the Rams as well. Rams. Minnesota Vikings, the Fighting Sodas, are at Cleveland. Minnesota is favored by -3.5. They are, I don't know where they are, but they're the 9:30 game, 8:30 game Sunday.
They're in Germany.
So Minnesota's back overseas.
Deutschland.
Give me the Cleveland Brown Stains.
Oh.
Fighting Sodas.
Yeah. The Vikings.
I'm going to Browns.
I'm also taking the Vikings. I think they bounce back. Now we've got the Houston Texans finally getting off the schnoz with a dub, shutting out the Titans yesterday. But they're at Baltimore.
Of course they would. I picked the Titans last week.
Baltimore is -7.5. Question is Lamar Jackson hurt?
A hamstring. I don't know how long he'll be out, if he's out.
That plays into the pick. Chadwick.
Obviously, I'm gonna keep picking the Ravens. Surely, God, they're gonna come off of Shania sometime.
The Schnad. The Schnad.
Who are they playing?
The Strouds. The CJ Strouds.
Oh, give me the Ravens.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
Wish I could go asterisk with this, but, I mean, betting-wise, that they're assuming Lamar's going to play, but I'm going with the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going with Texans. I'm assuming that Lamar will not play.
Harbaugh says there's nothing that looks like it's a season-ending injury by any stretch for anybody. But he said he really does not have that answer right now.
I just saw what happened to Dak, and I don't think that they'll want to take that chance.
The Fighting G-Men getting the dub yesterday are at the New Orleans Saints. The G-Men are favored by 1.5. Dart gave a little boost to that team.
Give me the Saints.
Give me the Giants.
Give me the Darts.
Give me the Giants.
Yeah, let me get the Cam Scataboos. Fins at Panthers.
Nobody knows who some of us pick sometimes.
So yeah. I've got the Giants.
Yeah.
Well, we know this in the room.
Dolphins at Carolina. Dolphins are favored -1.5.
It's another one of them nasty games, like tonight.
Oh, yeah.
There's two nasty ones tonight.
Yeah.
Give me Carolina.
Give me the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah, I'll go Dolphins.
You know what? I'm going to ride with the Panthers. Panthers at home. The Raiders.
Most is talking in Morse code over here.
The Raiders are at...
Oh, my bad.
SOS. I just heard it.
I was thinking.
Who was it that sang that, Rihanna? SOS?
Yeah.
I think it was Sting and the Police.
The Village People.
Sending out an SOS.
Yeah.
All right, we got the Raiders at the Colts.
Mark that.
Yeah.
Raiders and Colts.
Colts are favored by -6.5.
Give me GNT. He going to score again. Big. Raiders. Oakland Raiders.
Give me
Las Vegas.
Colts.
Yeah, the Colts.
Yeah, give me Danny Dimes again with the Colts.
Yeah, let me get Danny Dimes.
Yeah, they moved to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There would have been three teams in L.A. had they not.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Chargers, Rams, and the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Raiders are in Oakland.
That's a suburb of L.A., right?
Oh, Oakland is suburb
Oakland
of San
is its
Francisco.
Own.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's like it's north.
Who gives a shit? Well, they used to be the L.A. Raiders.
They used to be.
So, kiss my bunghole.
That's back when Bo was
Brown
playing.
Eye.
I am the great cornholio.
That's back when Bo was playing on that baseball field, football field.
That's right.
Yeah. Dual action.
I need TP for my bunghole.
Don't pee on the electric fence.
Don't whiz.
Oh, that's a good one.
That wasn't Beavis and Butthead. That was Ren and Stimpy.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. All right, we got the Broncos at the Eagles. Eagles favored -4.5.
Give me the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah. Eagles.
You know what? I'm going to be different and take Denver.
Denver's got a solid defense, and they can be a pain.
Oh,
but I don't...
brother, this guy stinks!
Eagles. Cowboys at Jets.
Who won last night?
Nobody.
Tie.
40-40.
40-40.
Oh, my God.
A double overtime.
That's why you see your record 7-13-1.
So how does that work on a parlay? Let's say
nothing
that
it washes.
Yeah, it washes.
So you still win.
No, they take it completely. Well, I mean, if you had won before,
if you're taking the points, now you take money line.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What if you picked every game?
That
correct, one, and then that is the last game.
You would
get paid. You still get paid out. Okay. Yeah, it just removes that game.
Okay.
Yes, if you had everything
removes
else,
the odds,
right.
Changes the odds. Okay,
it removes that. It'll wipe that from your parlay, and then you win for the other picks.
Read it again. Cowboys Jets.
Big D at the Jets.
Give me Cowboys.
Give me the Jets.
Cowboys.
I like the Cowboys.
Yeah, I also like the Cowboys.
So we're all taking the Cowboys.
You said Jets.
Yeah, he said you were all.
I did my Chris Berman.
Okay.
Wasn't a good one.
Sound like a cow.
Not so fast, my friend.
That was Lee Corso. Yeah. You were more like a cowboy Chris Berman there.
Sound like Woody.
His name is,
snake in my boot.
His name is Walker, if you haven't met that personality yet.
The Tennessee Titans are at the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are favored -9.5.
Yeah. Who's favorite, sir?
Arizona. Yeah, Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Oh, wait. Where are they at?
Arizona.
Perfect.
I'm taking the Cardinals as well.
There we go.
First. Is that the first sweep of the day?
Yep.
That is.
That
is.
Yep.
All right. We've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are favored -3.
Ooh. Give me the Bucks.
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 Give me the Seahawks.
Give me the Seahawks.
Can't sweep two in a row.
The Washington Redskins.
Commanders.
At the L.A. Chargers. Chargers are favored -3.
Chargers going to bounce back.
Chargers.
Yeah. Chargers.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to play in that game.
I do too.
So I'm going to pick Washington.
Thought you were going to be like, so I'm going to pick the Chargers.
Yeah, give me the Commanders on that one.
Yeah, the Commanders.
The Detroit Lions.
Who they play?
They're at Cincy. Mm. Detroit is -8.5.
Shit, that's it? Detroit.
Detroit.
Detroit, sorry.
Yeah,
I was distracted. Yeah. I was distracted by Chad.
I was about to elbow
Chad,
you.
Well,
mouth.
Chad's over here trying to take a picture.
You know where
I'm at.
You know where my allegiance lies. I'm never not picking against them the whole season. So, Detroit.
Give me the Motor City, the Fighting Lions. All right, Sunday Night Football division game. The Patriots.
Sunday night football? Ooh,
Patriots at Buffalo, I think.
At Buffalo.
You notice he was like, Sunday night football.
Buffalo is favored by 8.5.
Give me the Fighting Al Michaels.
Buffalo.
Yeah. Wings all day.
Oh, Buffalo. My turn.
Yeah. Buffalo.
Yeah, give me Buffalo.
You went wings all day.
Yeah.
Our second sweep.
Two
sweep. Third sweep.
All right.
Yeah, third.
We swept the Lions.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we got the Monday night football game.
Monday Night Football.
Football.
The Chiefs. They down there in Duval taking on the Jaguars.
Oh, God.
Chiefs are -3.
He won't do it.
I'll give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Great googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
That's one of my favorite commercials.
I figured y'all all going Chiefs, so to be different, I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Oh. Yeah, after yesterday's showing, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
See, that's why I went with the Jacksonville, because that defense is taking the ball away from everybody right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're humming this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Worries me a little.
Uh-oh.
Curveball. Curveball here.
Okay.
Y'all want to pick the wild card rounds real quick? Just pick them. Just
baseball.
Baseball.
All right.
Best of three series.
Okay. Yankees.
Talking about baseball.
Baseball. Yeah. All right. You got the Tigers against the Guardians. Best of three. Who you got, Scoop?
Guardians.
Tito still? No, he's at the Reds. Detroit. Detroit. Cleveland.
Yeah.
I thought you were picking Detroit with a question mark. No. You're like, Detroit?
Give me oh, shit. My mind is just blank.
The Indians.
No. I can't think of his name. Give me Cleveland.
The Guardian?
Who's you trying to think of?
Ricky Vaughn?
I guess there's only one thing left to do.
Roger Dorn.
Nope.
No.
Jake Taylor?
Jake Taylor. Yeah. Give me the Fighting Jake Taylors.
Okay. I'm going to go with Detroit and the Fighting Skooballs.
Justin Verlander.
Yeah, give me Detroit.
Yeah, I like the Tigers in that series as well.
So I'm the only one.
No,
Chad picked the Indians.
Yeah. You went with the Guardians?
Yes, he did.
No, he went with the Indians.
I don't believe in that.
The other AL wild card matchup is a great one. You got the Boston Red Sox versus the New York Yankees.
Oh, shit.
I don't need to vote.
Yeah.
You do.
Well, you know where my vote is.
You
know where he's going.
You know Chad and Moe's going Yankees.
Yeah, we Yankees.
Best of three?
It's best of three.
Can't do it. Give me the Red Sox.
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Baby. I'm going Red Sox as well.
Boys are hot right now.
I'm going Red Sox. Yeah. All right, now we hit to the National League.
You going who?
I went Red Sox, bro.
Yeah, shit. Wait till the Cubs get around, bitch.
That's where we're going right now. All right. Yes.
All right. Time for the NL.
San Diego Padres and the Chicago Cubs.
Give me them doo-doo brown unis of the Padres.
I do have that Padres hat.
I have it too.
But
it's smooth.
I'm taking the
Cubs. I have both.
Taking the Cubs because he picked the Red Sox for me.
I'm going to go Padres.
He knows I've had a rough
Padres. Year.
I knew you was doing that. I already knew it.
You started it.
Bring that shit to me, man.
What's crazy is I love the Cubs, but since your ass wants to go against the family.
Y'all want to put some money on right. Boston, New York?
Come on.
Right. I'm taking the Cubs.
Boston, New York. Matt goes, I'm taking the Cubs.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute.
I don't feel good about it, but I'm going Cubs.
Who won the AL East?
Toronto. But it was a tie. They won because they won the series. 94-68.
The Fighting Joe Carters.
Roberto Alomar's.
No, Joe Carters. But.
Yes.
All right. CJ's happy.
Was that 93?
We got the Cincinnati Reds that made it into the postseason.
Okay.
Taking on the LA Dodgers.
Okay.
The buck stops with the Dodgers.
Give me the Dodgers.
Let's just go wild and say the Reds. Why not?
Yeah. What if you were just
Let's go crazy. I'll go crazy.
Let's just get wild with it.
Give me a
Mark that.
give me them Tommy Lasorda Dodgers.
Yeah. Let me get them Dodgers. Let me get them Kirk Gibsons.
And mullet Piazzas.
It just
takes blood.
The mullet Piazza.
Fling blood in the floor?
Slobber, if you will.
All right, we've picked it off.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
So much.
Yeah.
When does that start?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mañana?
Cubs got the first game, 2:08.
Yankees got the second.
Eastern time? Central time?
Eastern.
So 1:08 our time.
Yes.
Okay.
So we know what Teo's doing tomorrow at 1:07.
Taking his lunch break?
It'll be on.
He'll have him a PB&J sitting in front of the TV.
He'll be eating some White Castle.
Which station?
They have a diet. So the
WGN?
I'm wrong.
It's right after the Bozo.
I'm wrong. The Tigers and the Guardians are at 11:08.
Ooh. Ugh. Look at that morning game.
You know they're going like, what the?
12:08 ESPN.
Okay.
Yeah, ESPN has all the wild.
We've got a case of the Mondays.
I do know that because I saw a thing last night about that.
You ever come into work?
Cubs are on ABC.
Someone says, sounds like you got a case of the Monday.
Still a section of
Disney
ESPN.
Shit, no,
ball
man.
Games.
Disney owned.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe you get your ass kicked for saying some shit like that. It's an underrated movie. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Folks, breakfast time is an important time in any family's life. And while you're planning on your breakfast needs for your family, don't forget to pick up a pound of Peepaw's pancake powder. Packs a punch of protein that your family very much needs. And remember, you can pick up your pound of Peepaw's pancake powder at your local grocery store. Remember, Peepaw's, it's that good.
Pick you up a pound today.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're talking about the new Keegan-Michael Key, Marky Mark movie.
Play Dirty?
That's what it's called.
I'm asking Tao if that's what it was. That he was.
I believe you are correct.
While he's looking that up, I got a message.
Yes, Play Dirty.
Okay.
It's an upcoming American action thriller film co-written and directed by Shane Black.
Shane Black.
Shaney Shane.
It is based on the Parker book series by Donald E. Westlake under the pen name Richard Stark.
Huh. What, Chad?
For all you fans.
Sent Dukoff that picture this morning. Give a shout out to Dukoff, and he said, talk about the USA comeback in the Ryder Cup and why playing that format needs to be changed. Currently favors the Euros with all the foursomes and four ball.
No.
So that'll hit Prime Video October 1st.
I don't think it favors them at all. I think I told Tao this yesterday.
Coach Copas came out.
He did. It's not Keegan's fault. You knew that everybody on the team, there's 12 on the team, correct?
Yes.
There are 12 players on that team. They knew the damn format when they signed on to play. They should be ready to play. If you get your ass stomped, it's because you don't know how to play match play. Period. It's not Keegan's fault. Yeah, he could have teamed them up better with somebody else, but it's not. Keegan Bradley is going to take the heat for a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it's undeserving because Scotty Scheffler didn't show up to play.
Till yesterday.
But the first 2 days, he did not show up to play.
No.
None of them did.
No. And honestly, I will
Bryson
say,
played all right.
This is all I'll say about it, is they succeeded yesterday when it was singles play, when it was their own.
Yeah. When it's individual, Americans show up. And what better way to summarize the United States of America? It's an individualized country. Don't give a shit about team, nothing.
All right. Anyway.
That's his baseball.
Let me breathe.
Yeah. Baseball and basketball.
Let me breathe.
Yeah. Is that COPD?
Could be.
Go on, leave me breathless.
Mark that. Yeah.
He said, let me breathe.
All right. Hang on just a second, Tao. Yeah. Now, this is a question for you, Tao.
Yeah.
I need you to pick a number. 2 through 5, okay?
Okay.
And that's going to be the grade level of Last Man Standing today.
Okay. Ooh. And he's hosting today.
Yes.
So he is not competing today.
That's why he gets the pick.
Yeah.
Give me that digit.
No.
I got screwed.
I'm sorry. Don't pick a number. Pick one. Pick a person in this room. I have given each of us number.
Oh.
That is.
You good?
Well, that one's the 2.
Give me Moe's.
Okay, Moe's is actually 2.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to type the prompt in.
Okay.
Okay.
As soon as I hit enter, I'm giving it to you.
Okay.
That way you don't have to be this close to AI. No, you're scared.
Scares of it. He's not even going to be able to hold your iPad. He's going to be like, oh, gosh.
Chad, GTP don't work for me.
Yeah.
Because you got to prompt it with your breath, not with your fingers.
Okay.
What? We're talking about hot breath now.
What?
You got to prompt it with your breath.
That's right.
Don't let the one next to you see it.
Oh, no.
All right.
There's no mirrors or nothing behind me. No.
You start either way, Chad or Jamal.
Let's do it. Where are we going?
He's the host. So.
Yeah.
Don't ask me no question. Let you know which way we're going first.
Hey.
Left or right?
I'm going to start with Moe's.
Okay.
Please don't let me get out. All right, Jamal. Who was the first president of the United States?
Give me Jorge Washington.
Jorge.
Did you process to think, is this a trick question? For
All right, Chauncey.
All right, let me get out now. Let me just get out like I did last week.
What do we call the ship that brought the pilgrims to America?
No, we done had this like 3 weeks.
1620.
Yeah.
It's the Mayflower.
Correct.
Well, we got to remember our answers. You know?
Yeah.
If you're not learning, you're dying.
That's a lot of people you can tell it to, dog. That refuses to know anything.
Like how you're like, I don't know if I'm going to say dying or not.
Yeah. Wade, who helped the pilgrims learn to plant crops like corn?
He's like, oh,
is it a person or a people?
It says who. So it's a person.
Okay. Sacagawea.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the suspense. Yeah.
What is the name of the document that says America is free from England? Chadwick.
The Declaration of Independence.
He was like,
yeah. I was like, it's got to be the Declaration.
The thing is these are easy, but we're all like,
hang on a minute.
All right, back to Jamal.
All right, Mose.
I don't know.
Redemption, dog.
No, dog.
Redemption. Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Where's the answer
key on here?
What?
What? Hang on.
Hold up.
It doesn't have multiple choice.
It does?
It doesn't tell you the correct answer?
One should be bolded.
It said correct answer after all the options.
It's not bolded.
So are you just telling us that we're right?
Well, I know y'all are right, but I'm saying.
I don't know that Sacagawea was right.
Yeah.
That's why he hesitated. He said.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Give it back to me. I'll redo it. Let's take another break.
The sound his shoes make.
We're back.
And we're back from the technical difficulties.
What did you say, Taylor? Technical
difficulties.
That's a buffer there again.
All right, Mose. Redemption. Who was the 16th president of the United States of America?
Abraham Lincoln.
There we go. All right.
That's the only one I know.
Can I get my redemption question?
Yeah.
Here you go, CJ. What tall stone statues are found on Easter Island?
Ooh. Oh, I guess I need the technical name for them. I mean, they're the... I've just always known them as the Eastern Island statues.
Me too.
Hey, I don't know what their technical name is, so I guess I'm out. I just know them as the Eastern Island statues. What is the technical name of them for our listeners?
Maui.
What?
No way I was getting that, deuces.
You had either Sphinxes, Maui, Totem Poles, or Robots.
No, I don't like that question either, because I've never heard Maui.
Oh, well.
This is not second grade.
All right, Wade.
All right. Well,
no, it is. They just wasn't teaching us this shit.
Yeah. In which city is the Statue of Liberty located?
Seriously? You got to be freaking kidding me.
New York? Jesus Christ.
More specific.
City?
Yeah, thank you.
I have to come up with a name of the statue, and you get
all right,
geography
Chadwick.
Question.
Chadwick?
That was also a geography question. Just not relative to us.
That's not geography.
All right, Chad. Who was Martin Luther King?
Martin
Luther King Jr.
Who was he?
That's a very open.
That's exactly what it says. Yep. Who was Martin Luther King Jr.?
A black man.
He was correct.
That's correct.
That is correct. He was the leader who helped raise awareness to get things moving.
This is not what's written down on.
I can tell you right now.
Is that F?
F? You gonna be more specific? I don't know what you were saying.
He said, what, he's a Negro. He's a Negro.
He has an actual title.
Yes, he has an actual
Negro.
Title.
Oh, man, I don't know what title. Reverend.
Not name title.
Oh, God.
I'm leader of
what?
Leader of what?
Me. Leader for what?
It's Jamal.
This is bad, bro.
The Negro. Jamal, you can't. I was trying to be funny. Now it's completely off the rails.
All right.
He's the leader of the civil rights movement.
Hey!
Thank you.
All right, Mo.
Way off
I was
rails.
Sweating for you. I was like, how are we going to tell him he's wrong?
Shit.
I knew what it was.
Tell
all right, Jamal. What did the Wright brothers invent?
Flight. The airplane.
Flight. That's true and true, yes.
Wade. Who discovered electricity with a kite and a key?
Benjamin Franklin.
Good God. Good deal. Chadwick. Give him another what back holiday back. Celebrates the end of slavery in the United States?
Sam's about to die.
You didn't listen to last week's episode, did you?
Absolutely. I listen, Juneteenth, okay. Baby. Look at y'all playing it. Me. Come on now.
You did listen to it?
I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mose.
Yeah.
What country built the Great Wall?
China.
All right.
All right.
What kind of wall was it?
Stone.
It's way
AI's got CJ mad. Yeah,
some stupid question.
Well, it's gonna give me more. Wade, who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Benjamin Franklin.
None of them.
Depends on if you believe in the conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, I have a TikTok to send you.
Oh, okay. Neil Armstrong. That's one small step for man.
All right, Chad. What Native American woman helped Lewis and Clark explore?
Sacagawea.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did not help the pilgrims with the corn. That was Squanto.
That was Squanto.
We didn't clarify that. That's why we had to have our break. So we were like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
All right, Jamal. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Andrew Jackson.
That's not what you said.
No, that's not what you said.
You said Eisenhower, right?
Yeah.
Dwight.
Dwight D. And I fell out, though. Let's see. I know it was. I remember this question, but I don't remember who was said.
Yeah, I do, too. Do you remember? Wade remembers.
Yeah, he does.
He gave the question.
Yep, he did. Grover Cleveland.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Not Grover.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, okay.
J.A.?
The correct answer is John Adams.
I was thinking it was one of the Adams.
All right, Wade.
All right.
What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Jesus.
Killing you.
Chad.
Squanto and O.
Chad. Mm. Who was the famous nurse during the Civil War known as... the Angel of the Battlefield.
Oh, shit. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, he's not getting this.
Do you know this one?
No, I'd look it up.
It's Dr.
You just you looked Dr. it up Quinn. That quick?
Yeah.
Dr. Quinn, the medicine woman. Me and Jamal had the same thing. I was like, that's the only thing coming to my mind.
Betsy
Doogie Howser. That's who it was. No, I don't know. I really don't.
Mary's song, I think.
Clara Burton.
Yeah.
Barton.
Barton, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Whatever.
All right, Wade. Well,
I don't read good.
I don't read well.
For the dub.
For the win.
You got to win.
Yeah. For the dub.
If it's an easy one, you got to skip it. You got to make him challenge himself.
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
The 10 Commandments.
Are you serious?
The Bill of Rights.
I was about to say.
That is correct.
The preamble stuck in my head that we had to memorize.
Yeah.
We the people of the United States of America.
Right, well, you're back to hosting next week.
Even though Damn shame.
I did miss one, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, that's true.
He did. Question number 3.
But CJ told us to, I think we just keep going at this point.
Yeah.
So the question was, who helped the pilgrims learn to plant crops
Squanto.
Like corn?
Squanto.
It is Squanto.
Which we all knew that.
It's not Sacagawea. That'll do it for this week's Last Man Standing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done. I will never forget Moai the rest of my life.
I think CJ's going to get that. He's going to get that tattooed somewhere.
I think we should do a second grade pop culture quiz.
Oh boy,
God. From the 90s.
Oh wow,
what do you think about that? What if I just gave you a couple and y'all tell me if you like that better?
Well, let's see what it's like.
It wouldn't work for me because
I
was on my high school.
I keep typing in history.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Let's all have a. Let's all try to do math.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
And we have to do it in our head.
Mm. I think it's the only way.
All right. Here you go. This is just a sample. Unless y'all want to play. What time is it?
Oh,
we're killing it on time.
6:38.
You want to go real quick? You want to go around?
Let me do it since it don't count. Since I got skipped.
Sound like they're playing hockey. Hey, you want to go?
Okay.
You want to drop these gloves? Let's go.
Because it'll be better for you all because I'm almost a generation ahead of y'all.
A generation.
Second grade for me was in the 80s.
So?
Mid-80s.
He a generation ahead
second
of us.
Second grade for me was in the 80s.
Yeah. Second grade for me was 1992. All right, anyway.
Anyways. Yeah.
CJ, what video game character is a plumber?
Mario.
Fucking answers. Who appears red and jumps on turtles.
Appears red and jumps on turtles.
It would have been my luck. You'd be like, who appears green? Yeah. It has a brother who's red.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's me, Mario.
Me, Mario.
I'm a Luigi.
Okay.
Jamos. That's not really what they say, though. He doesn't say it's me, Mario. It's Japanese, whatever. Yeah. Uttering. I can't remember.
It's Sumi or something like that. Yeah.
Jamal, what was the name of the yellow Pokemon that shoots lightning?
Oh, Pikachu.
Teo, what TV show had characters Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, and Phoebe?
Friends.
How many forever. Of us have them?
Yes, we
Chad, what Disney movie had the song Hakuna Matata?
Lion King.
What toy, CJ, had little creatures that hatched from an egg and made noises?
I'm like, what?
These are like, okay, it's not the Tamagotchis, right? Because those were like from an egg. I'm like, I don't remember what those were.
Is it Furbies?
Yes. Oh, they did hatch from eggs.
I didn't remember that. I wouldn't have got that.
Jamal.
You didn't have one.
Jamal, what cartoon show had babies named Tommy, Chucky, Phil, Rugrats. Lil, and Angelica?
Rugrats.
Matthew, who was the famous basketball player on the Chicago Bulls in the 1990s?
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That would be, that'd be.
That's what he would say.
That would be Scottie Settle.
Bill Cartwright.
Bill
Scottie. Horace Grant.
Stacey King.
Michael Jordan.
Will Perdue.
Will Perdue. Yes, Will Perdue.
Hey, let me get that Cliff Livingston.
BJ Armstrong.
Craig Hodges.
Craig Hodges.
Chad,
Trent
what,
Tucker.
Chad, right, what boy band sang I Want It That Way?
My God. Well, there's two main ones. And I didn't know any of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Just in case you needed a little, I'll hum it for you.
Backstreet Boys?
There you go.
All you right. got it, dog.
Finally.
It was a guess.
What toy animal craze had names and tags and people collected them?
Toy?
Oh, I know this one.
You've got two toy questions.
Oh, yeah. The Beanie Babies.
Yes.
I was like, I know it's Ty, but I could not remember what it was. There. Yeah.
Jamal, which video game system was made by Nintendo in the 1990s?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
NES. No. The Super.
It's incorrect. That was made in the 80s. This is Nintendo 64.
Oh, Super Nintendo.
Oh, 64. Okay.
Oh, 64. Nintendo.
We just skipped over the Super Nintendo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, that's true. It may also be in there, too.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyways.
Super Mario World.
Yeah. Dope.
What TV show had Will Smith moving to live with his rich uncle and aunt in Bel Air?
That would be the Fresh Prince.
Of Bel Air, yes.
Of Bel Air.
Detroit did Bel Air, though.
What movie had toys like Woody and Buzz Lightyear that came to life?
Toy Story
2.
What sport is Serena Williams famous for?
Tennis.
What animated Disney movie was about a girl who dressed like a soldier?
Mulan.
Wow, I wouldn't get that.
I have no clue about that one.
I was gonna think about that.
What snack was shaped like tiny, colorful animals and came in a box?
Tiny, colorful animals.
Animal crackers.
That's not your question.
No, sorry.
Yeah. Well, at this point, we're team effort.
Yeah.
Animal crackers. On.
Okay. Chad, which Nickelodeon show had kids getting slimed?
Oh,
yes.
Can't do this on television.
Hang on.
I know it. I got it.
I know.
I'm your lifeline.
See the show.
It's that. It's you can't do that on television. But that's not the answer.
Dare. Yeah.
What?
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Double Dare. I always wanted to be on that show when I was a kid.
I did too. I wanted to.
But you can't do that on television. Also, slime people, right?
They did. Alanis Morissette got slimed.
Hold on. CJ, what Disney Channel movie featured twin sisters switching places?
Oh my God! What was the name of that?
Oh yeah, original Haley Mills.
Yeah,
exactly. You can't.
I can see him, but I have gone.
Good morning, Miss Bliss.
It's the.
I've gone blank on the name.
It's the Parent Trap. The Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Lindsay Lohan.
That was the remake.
Yep, that was the remake.
But you had Haley Mills.
Yeah.
The teacher from Saved by the Bell. She was the original Parent Trap.
OG.
All right, Jamal. Which video game character is a fast blue hedgehog?
Sonic.
Jamal gets all the video game questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taya, what movie featured Michael Jordan playing basketball with Bugs Bunny?
Space something. Space Jam.
Space Jelly.
Last question. Chad, which 1990s band had three brothers and sang a song called Bop?
Definitely. The Nelsons.
That would be
the Nelsons.
Hanson. No, just Hanson.
Yeah. Hanson.
Not the Hansons.
Yeah. The Nelsons.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Boom-bop.
Willie Nelson.
Shout out to Melissa McElhatchett.
Barbershop Quartet.
Shout out to Melissa McElhatchett. Her favorite band ever.
Well, I think whoever hosts the show gets to pick the grade level and the subject.
And the genre.
How's that?
That works.
It works.
You get ready for next week then.
That way we can at least maybe not double up on some questions like we've had.
Yeah, no joke.
Yep.
Yeah. Although if I get Moa again.
CJ did not get his redemption like Moe's did.
It's all right.
Won't you help to see?
And also it is, Mario does say Itsumi, which is.
Itsumi.
That's Japanese for super, so it's Super Mario. Mario. So, but a lot of people think he's saying it's a me.
Yeah.
It's so me, Mario.
So. Okay, well that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did any of y'all watch Captain Planet?
I did.
Captain Planet.
By your
he's my hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a wild. With mind. By your powers combined.
Yeah.
I am Captain Planet.
Wind. Water.
Rain.
Fire.
Earth. Yeah. That was the black dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is Martin Luther King Jr.?
He was a black
man. A black man?
Yeah. Hey. I was damn right, too, wasn't I, Jamal? I didn't see nothing wrong.
Yeah.
He was a black
He was
man.
A leader for.
I wouldn't even answer no more questions.
He is a leader
I just left it
for.
At
hard stop.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic.
All right. Well,
and we are back with a treat, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we are back. And Jamal, won't you tell the good folks, fine folks, what we're doing? You came up with this.
Well, I one night while partaking in my pre-nighttime ritual with my gummies, I was sitting there, and the gummies unlocked superpowers in my mind, and I just had the thought that it would be funny if, you know how the people say you can't draw, and sometimes, you know, maybe the eyesight gets in the way, so I wonder what it would be like if I drew shit and see how close it comes to whatever it is y'all tell me to draw. So we're going to see what I come up with.
All right. I think, Jamal, since we all know the Jordan logo, the Jumpman logo.
Okay.
Do you think that that's a fair starting point?
It's a fair starting point.
All right, cool.
What are we going to call the sex segment?
Sexman?
What are we going to call that?
We're going to call this Jamal Sexman.
Yeah. Yes.
Painting. Painting by memory with Mose.
Yes. I prefer to be called Bob. Yeah, Bob Mose Ross.
Bob Mose Ross.
All right, you ready, Jamal?
I think so.
All right. We're going to he's going to take the first swipe here.
There's the brush. I've already got some paint on it for you.
Okay. So,
and you are over right now. You are over the trash bag. So
okay.
All right. That's off, he's off to a good start.
I should have kept it on there so I could see.
Somebody put his hand back in the right spot where it's
it's all right.
Good. Yeah.
Oh man.
It's going with the Jumpman logo, folks. One of the famous logos of all.
So far so good.
Yeah.
We will be raffling this off
and
for charity
if I think you need more paint.
You're doing great.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, you're running out of paints. Let me have the brush for a second.
Okay, hold tight right there.
I'll put you right back to where you are, though, okay?
All right.
All right, there's the brush. All right, and you were right there.
Right here?
Right there.
Okay. I like where you're going.
Yeah.
He's thinking. All right. Just in case anybody knows, Teo is devouring beef and cheese at a high rate.
You hear packages opening in the background. He's ate. This is his fourth one. FYI.
Beef and cheese.
Jack Link.
I may be sponsored by Roback, but he's sponsored by Jack Link's beef and
cheese. Whoa.
I tried to draw the Nike check.
Oh, well, that's an unopportune place to put that Nike check.
Well, that's where the Nike checks
at. Okay. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, I'm not coloring them.
Are you done?
Just do it.
Oh, I got the brush, Jamal.
Yeah, I'm not coloring
them. All right, cool. Then.
All right, hang on. Let Wade have it so he can get a good view.
I got it right here.
I'm just going to take a picture of it. No, you got to sign your name on there, Mose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Show him where to sign his name. Or
we're going to have him put it up.
Yeah, up top.
Up top. Let me. All right, so there's the brush. Got it.
Okay, get him up top. Hang on.
I've got it. Let me give you.
You give me the thing.
You got it. And you're going to want to go up in here.
Okay. Bob.
All right. Now let me have that. CJ.
I'll tell you what's crazy, though. It's the first time I've held like a pen or anything, and the muscles in my hand are so weak where I haven't used it in almost 2 years. Then my hands
kind of feel weird.
Yeah. Handshakes.
Did you get it on you?
Yep.
Did I?
He's like, no, Jamal, you're good.
Or not Jamal. Wade did. Sorry.
Jamal from Just Memory. It's not bad, man.
Hey, it's terrible. I mean, it's harder to keep up with your place.
I think the fair thing to do is all of us do this blindfolded.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
The other four of us can be blindfolded and have to paint.
Yeah.
Very true. That's a good point.
I think we did that in Mr. Patterson's.
Well, here's what we could do. That way we're not.
I didn't do it in Patterson's class.
Wasting large quantities of stuff like that. If we're all going to do it, I've got paper here. And we've got pencils.
Oh, there's some. Here, let me have it.
We've got pencils and pens and stuff like that, and we can just literally all draw on a piece of paper, right?
Or each week, I go against one person.
Yeah.
Blindfolded. And we see.
Then we vote.
We vote to see which one looks closest to, or which ones look closest to whatever it is that we're drawing.
Yeah. I like that.
I like it as well.
I like it a lot.
All right.
That was good.
It was good.
It's really hard. Like I said,
I could.
Like when you see when I tried to write Bob at the top. My hand is literally shaking.
It's also very hard to sign with the type of brush that you had too. It's a paintbrush,
but it's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have been able to do. I can't draw worth a lick.
So. I can't either.
All right. It's time to close this out. Does anybody have anything that you want to talk about?
No.
In closing.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Has he ever not?
That's a good point. All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. I missed last week, so I'm going to wish my wife happy belated anniversary. The week before, I didn't get a chance to do it. So, 8 years together, 7 years married. So, happy anniversary, Drew.
Okay. Matthew, Jamal, CJ?
I don't have anything.
Okay. So. Jamal, Matthew? Oop, sorry.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Nice neck.
I don't
let that out.
Think about anything.
Look at us.
Okay. Me or you, Matthew?
I'll row.
Oh,
that
all right.
That means he does.
He rows his boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily.
All right. let me give a quick shout out here to my Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Jeremiah Love, Jadarian Price, the best running back duo in the country. Getting that dub at Arkansas. Sam Pittman, I'm sorry you got fired yesterday. Chicago Bears got away with a dub yesterday after Ashton Gentry's coming out party. But you found a way to get a dub on the road. And go Cubs.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I actually have something this week. I've said this before on here, and I'm going to say it again. Thanks to this show and the four of you all, I am in a much better spot than what I would be alternatively. Without this show right now in my life, at this point in my life, with everything going on, I'd be spiraling out of control. So I appreciate the four of you and everybody that continues or will continue to listen. That's TBD. But that's all I've got.
Oh, are you making origami over here or about to?
Well, don't let him get to his picture.
Yeah, I'm going to move it.
All right,
I didn't know it was still on here. What up, Liv? Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. All right.
Yo, yo, homie, yo.
It's been a great time this morning. Everybody have a great week. And what do we always say, Momo? Wawita.
Wawita out.
Do the chickens have large talons?
My mother liked it a whole lot.
Your mother was wrong.
Hey, that plum looks good. You got traded for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums.